Letters from Our Readers, November-December 2025. Readers of Beyond Today magazine share their thoughts in the November-December 2025 issue. The Mysterious Mark of the Beast. In our July-August 2025 issue, we turned our attention to one of Scripture's most intriguing subjects. What is the mark of the beast in the book of Revelation? Is it here now, and how can we avoid receiving it in the years ahead?
I had asked if the mark of the beast is a symbol for church government set up like the Roman Empire, and now just read the two articles on the mark, concluding that it is a false religious system that opposes God and distorts His truth. To some extent, my conviction from Scripture reveals that the mark is already here because the vast majority of society practices a false religion or doesn't believe in God at all. In Deuteronomy 6:8, the frontlets mean what you believe and the hands mean action. God's people are identified as those who keep the seventh-day Sabbath and holy days. So to avoid this mark is to keep the commandments of God, fellowship with true believers, honor God's Sabbath days and holy days, pray, etc. Your magazine issue presents the mark of the beast with mixed language, weaving in ideas about forced religion, economic control, and technology, but without making a firm, spiritually grounded statement. The description leans heavily on external mechanics and future enforcement scenarios rather than calling out the mark as a current spiritual condition rooted in voluntary compromise. It's been taught, and my conviction from Scripture is, that the mark is a conscious, voluntary alignment with false worship, a sign of spiritual compromise in practice and belief, and something people receive now by disobeying God's law.
That was a comment submitted to our website. From author Tom Robinson. To clarify, the mark of the beast is not the false church organization patterned after the Roman Empire. That is the image of the beast. The mark of the beast is following in mind and actions the false Roman Babylonian worship system in disobedience to God. It is most apparent in the observance of pagan worship days in place of God's Sabbaths, but it is broader than that, entailing any compromise with God's laws to go along with the false system. It involves submitting to the false worship system instead of to God. As for whether the mark of the beast is here now or not, obviously the opportunity to follow the pagan false church and system of beliefs instead of what God commands is indeed here now. But what is not happening right now is enforcement, as described in Revelation 13, which says the false religious power will cause all to receive the mark to compel them. This compulsion comes through the buying and selling restrictions, and even demands to submit to the image of the beast, the false religious authority, or be killed. As the article explains, such enforcement is not exclusive to the end time. Its greatest form is yet to come. But there have been precursors throughout the centuries, and there still could be before the last phase. I don't believe the message of the articles is mixed. I was unequivocal in stating that we must obey God and come out of Babylon now. But we can't leave out the matter of enforcement in explaining this topic, as that's central to understanding what Revelation says about the mark of the beast. May we all endure when persecution increases.
My compliments to those who designed the cover, as it is so eye-catching and is a powerful image. The magazine team does an excellent job with the cover designs, and I would love to see you make mini posters of the covers accessible to those interested. I really appreciate the art, but don't want to have to tear up my magazine to hang it up.
That comment was from someone who left us a message on the phone.
I am rereading your article concerning the mark of the beast, and I thank you for clarifying this for us. It makes it clear and understandable. As a 76-year member of God's church, I am still studying the Bible and trying to see my sins and to put them out of my life, still some to go, no doubt. I am thankful that I can still learn and practice God's agape love towards everyone. Thank you again. Much love in Christ.
That comment came from a reader in the United States. Readers and viewers find our Bible resources helpful in their spiritual journey.
Can I just let you know I thank God every single day for helping me find you. I love all your videos. Darris McNeely and Steve Myers, I can't thank you enough. I could listen to you both talk all day long. You have helped me more than you'll ever know. Please don't give up doing God's work. Your time isn't wasted. Thank you. Keep the videos going.
This comment was from a Beyond Today viewer in Britain.
I'm very grateful for the teaching you have composed and published for us. It has edified me greatly, and I would wish to have more and more articles, please.
This comment was from a Beyond Today magazine subscriber in Uganda. Readers looking to find a local church congregation.
I am thinking that I not only need to find an assembly of true believers following God's appointed, set-apart days and feasts, but may also need to be baptized by a true Spirit-filled believer to receive the Holy Spirit first. I've been searching for a while and praying for guidance.
That comment was sent to us via email. Thank you for your desire to come together for worship and biblical instruction. Our goal is to provide resources to help people grow in their spiritual walk, drawing closer to God and developing the mind of Christ. Our congregations are here to foster that, with believers strengthening and encouraging one another on the same life journey. We have congregations throughout the world. Visit ucg.org/congregations to find the one closest you. We hope to hear from you again.
Thank you for sending us your comments. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.